CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Hawaii. Emergency sirens warning of a possible 3 to 9 foot tsunami wave, prompting people to move to higher ground. This after a powerful 8.8 earthquake struck off the east coast of Russia. Kelsey Shepard is in Oahu, Hawaii, where it is 6 p.m.
The message says siren sounding for tsunami threat 2 hours out from first wave arrival, estimated at 7:10 p.m. Evacuate coastal areas, and that was sent by the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency.
Alaska and the West Coast are also on alert, along with China, Peru, and Mexico. The heat wave continues. The southern plains may be hardest hit Wednesday, with temperatures approaching 100 degrees in cities including Dallas, Houston, and Oklahoma City. This New York City resident is taking it in stride.
I'm a summer guy anyway. I was born in the summer, so for me, I don't mind it. I mean, I think it's a good thing. I mean, climate has been kind of funny lately, so I don't mind it at all.
Investigators are examining the background and mental health of the man police say killed four people and himself in a Manhattan office building. Correspondent Jason Allen is in Las Vegas, where Shane Tamura began his journey to New York.
He had had some interactions that involved some mental health issues. Exactly what that was and what those mental health issues were will determine whether he should have still had the concealed carry permit that our investigation and reporting so far have shown was still active when he carried out this shooting. However, at least what we know right now, it doesn't appear that would have impacted his ability to own a firearm.
New data from the CDC look at the mental health and drug use of young teens. Chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook says 19% might have general anxiety, 15% have depression, 10% had suicidal thoughts, and 3% attempted suicide.
I think what's going on is a combination of the world, the state of the world, the pandemic that we just went through, and the fact that things are still not back to normal. I mean, social media is no friend of people with anxiety. Isolation that kids feel, the pressure of having to stay connected all the time.
James Craig, the Colorado dentist accused of killing his wife with poison, is described as wanting out of the marriage but not wanting a divorce to affect his money or image. Defense attorney Lisa Fine Moses during closing arguments.
If you take the blinders off, if you take the perception off, and you step back and you look and you think, it is not as simple as they would like it to be.
The jury has begun deliberating. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
An insurance company has tallied the cost of natural disasters so far in 2025.
The LA wildfires and severe spring thunderstorms in the U.S. are just a few of the natural disasters that have contributed to the more than $131 billion in global losses for the first half of this year. That's according to a new report from the insurance company Munich Re, which says it's lower than last year at this time, but above long-term averages. The analysis indicates $80 billion of the loss total was covered by insurance. A Munich Re climate scientist says climate change plays an increasing role in natural disasters. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Honolulu is suing major fossil fuel companies, including ExxonMobil, Shell, and Chevron, over climate change. The city argues they knew for decades their products caused global warming and profited from it, causing sea level rise and extreme weather affecting Oahu's coastline. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN Weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will fill in tonight, and a few late-night showers and storms will be possible. A light breeze with morning lows in the lower 70s. On Wednesday, some showers and storms around, clouds and some heavy rainfall as well. Highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 73.
Summertime, and we'll sing again. settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, I'm a believer.
Smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no, oh, darling. La 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 la
la la.
updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at HUD.gov/fairhousing. That's HUD.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
No time left for North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
See walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, what a big heart I have.
hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
I am shielded in my armor. my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
To be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn, praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you, trying hard to find you somewhere I love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love. Shame. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people, somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers, wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams gone above, high on a mountain of love. A half a million people, somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers, wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. That's the sound of shaking in the Kamchatka Peninsula of Russia as the strongest earthquake since 1952 hit there. We have more now from correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
Severe shaking is what the U.S. Geological Survey says was caused by the 8.8 magnitude quake that struck off Russia's east coast. Russia's TASS news agency reports that in the biggest city near the epicenter, damage was reported.